Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
Busy phones. Back to the phones. Best Show.
What's up, Big T? Loving the show tonight.
I don't like being called Big T, I can tell you that.
Why not?
Right off the bat.
That's a fun nickname.
It's not a fun nickname. It's a really unenjoyable nickname.
It commands from it shows that people respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Big talent.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
Big Absolutely. Talent. Yeah. What do you think it stood for?
Tom.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. Who is this now?
Excuse me?
Who is calling?
Oh, this is Donnie in Blackbridge Falls.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Donnie.
I'm loving it. It's the high point of my week, I have to say.
Well, that's sweet to say.
Although I had a high point. I think we all had a pretty good high point the other night on Sunday night, that Super Bowl.
Super Bowl was a high point for you.
Well, I mean, that was quite a game, right?
It was quite a game. Big comeback.
I'll tell you, I haven't seen a New England team come back that strong since Third Stage.
Since what?
Third Stage?
What is? I don't know what that is.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah.
You have a radio show and you don't know the name of Boston's third album?
Wait, Boston's third album was called Third Stage?
Yes. It wouldn't be called Second Stage if it was their third one.
Sure. Well, their second album would be called...
Say it for me. I want to see if you know. I want to learn.
Get Bent? What was it called?
Now I think you're toying with me. No!
What was the second album called?
Well, it's the same... Here's a hint. Bob Dylan... named a movie after it.
Bob Dylan named a movie after it.
After Boston's second album.
Ronaldo and Clara.
No! Don't Look Back.
Don't Look Back. Yes, that's right.
Yes. Little question for you.
What's that?
That's a fun question. You never see Greg Ginn from Black Flag, or Tom Scholz from Boston in the same room at the same time, do you?
That is true. You never see Black Flag's Greg Ginn and Boston's Tom Scholz in the same room.
It's one to think about, right?
You know what? I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to stop thinking about that.
Right? Just think of me when you're thinking about it.
I'll think about you, Donnie.
Just say that's one for Donnie. God, they're getting back to the game?
Yeah.
That poor Falcons owner, I don't even know his name, but they showed him a couple times towards the end. Did you see him? He had this suit on, and you know, he looked really mad. He looked like a rich guy who was about to shut down an orphanage in the 1940s.
He did have a look that was very...
like he had spats on, maybe.
Yeah, it looked like he was... He came from, like, the dance hall to the, like, he was ready to go to the dance hall and celebrate and have his, what would it be, a dance card or something?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, when my Falcons win, my dance card's going to be full.
I'm going to light this Cuban,
and then
I'm going to get my dance card.
Punched.
Is it punched or pushed? Punched.
I think you'd get it punched.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did not look. He was a sad looking rich guy.
You know who was happy though?
Who's that?
Gazelle Bunching.
Who's that?
Gazelle Bunching.
Gazelle Bunching.
She's married to Tom Brady.
I don't know if it's Bunching. It's Gazelle Bunchin.
Oh. We really?
Yes.
That's stupid.
Well,
stupid name.
That's her name, though.
Well, I can't help that. Oh, hey, speaking of football, did you see the 30 for 30 on the XFL last week? Oh, my God.
I did.
I loved it. Did you love it?
The ESPN 30 for 30 on the X. I did, yeah. I mean, and one thing I thought it was I didn't think it was as much about the XFL, did you, ultimately?
Well, you know, ultimately, I think it's a love story between Vince McMahon and Dick Ebersol.
I think that's ultimately what it was. It was like a love story between one rich mogul and another rich mogul.
What a friendship, though. They did a lot of stuff together. It's great.
It seemed like such a quality friendship, and they seemed so comfortable in each other's company when they sat at that table at the end.
Well, to me, it looked like they've been having dinner every night for years together. They're so comfortable.
There was such an ease between them.
Yes, there was.
They didn't seem stiff or stilted or...
Not at all, no.
Yeah.
You know what they did leave out, though?
What?
They left out the Newbridge team.
The Newbridge?
No mention of it.
Of the XFL team?
Yes, yes. You remember this?
No.
Yes. Newbridge had a team, but they got dumped before the first game because everything about them was just too extreme.
Really?
Yeah. They were called the Newbridge... And they were really crazy.
Yeah, I had to bleep that.
You had to bleep what?
I can't let you say the name.
You can't let me say the Newbridge. Huh.
No, I have to bleep that. That's
yeah. Well, you can see how that was such a big problem for the XFL, and I'll tell you, Vance Kern, the owner of the team,
mm-hmm.
he would not change it. They said you can have anything you want in the league, but you gotta change that name. But he wouldn't do it. And it's crazy. The team's logo was with a bunch of coming out.
That's disgusting. And I had to punch through and bleep all. I'm amazed I would caught all of them.
You caught all the dirty things I said? Wow.
Yeah, I did.
You got a good thumb there. Is it a thumb or a finger that you do that stuff
with? It's my forefinger.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Remember that?
No.
Jerky voice?
Remember what?
Proud of you.
No, I don't remember that one from the Jerky Boys.
Look it up.
No, maybe, I will.
But I'll tell you, the Newbridge team did do one practice game against the New York Hitmen.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. It was so weird. Oh, my God. Each player had those, what are they called, throwing stars? You know, like those like eight, what do they call those?
I don't want to
use the word oriental.
Yeah, that's because that would be... offensive, so
exactly.
I'm not going to say
Asian throwing stars. That sounds weird.
Just call them throwing stars.
Throwing stars.
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I don't know what people know.
Well, trust me, they know what you mean.
Okay. They had these throwing stars in their socks, in their tube socks, and they would take them out real quick and throw them.
Mm-hmm.
Really painful stuff, and they were also having sex in the huddles.
Ugh.
It's crazy. And after the Newbridge team, they would tackle a guy on the other team.
Uh-huh.
And like a bunch of guys would pile on, so you couldn't see what was going on at the bottom. At the very bottom, the Newbridge player would poison the guy from the Hitmen.
Like poison him
he,
in the...
Yeah, he put cyanide in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And also the balls were coated with cocaine.
That's nuts. For these XFL games.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It was so out of hand. And there's no footage of it because Dick Ebersol and Vince McMahon didn't want to get fingered in the murder cases.
In the, what murder cases?
Oh, yeah. Eight players died that day? Yes. The Newbridge middle linebacker, mm-hmm. he started up this flamethrower that they let him have.
So he was on the field with an active flamethrower.
Blasting people, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you know what his nickname was on the back of his jersey?
Flamethrower?
No, I kill him.
I kill it. So, mm-hmm. So his went further than He Hate Me.
Exactly, like, yeah.
So his, like, He Hate Me was kind of like a warm-up to his, like,
yeah.
If there should have been one guy whose jersey said if, then he would stand next to He Hate Me.
Right,
and then another player's jersey was then.
I like it.
Was then, and then he would stand at the end and would say, "I kill him."
I like it. Yeah. Well, see, if this could have happened, it would have saved the league, I think.
I think it would have. It really would have saved the league.
Right.
But that damn generator ran out of gasoline.
I know. So sad.
Yeah.
Hey, on a lighter note?
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about the Best Show.
Yeah, what's that?
It's those impressions you do. I can't get enough. Oh, if I could eat them, I would.
Uh-huh. If you could eat the impressions, you would?
Yes, you're so gifted.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's sweet of you to say. I really don't know if I am.
I think I know you. I know you know that you are. You know, you're like the Rich Little of the Beanie Baby generation.
Is that a compliment?
Yes, of course it is. Well, I could say it another way. You're the Rich Little of the flip phone generation.
I'll go with the Beanie Baby one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I do a pretty good imitation.
What's that?
I do Andy Kindler doing Dennis Miller.
You do?
I do, yeah. It's short, but I think it's funny.
I'd love to hear it.
What's up, babe? Hey, babe. Tightrope on that car with Linda, babe.
That sounds good.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to riff with you. That would be like a life thrill for me.
Okay. I don't even know what we would do.
How about, well, we're talking about the XFL.
Mm-hmm.
What about, I love your Joe Namath. I know you do it a lot, and you're probably tired of it, but it would be like a true gift to me, a true present.
Uh-huh.
Please?
Of Joe Namath.
You do Joe Namath, and I'll be Jesse the Body Ventura.
Okay.
And we'll talk XFL versus NFL.
Okay.
Can I start?
Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, this is Jesse the Body Ventura. The XFL is not the No Fun League. It's the Extra Fun League.
Do I go now?
Yes!
Okay, sorry. I didn't know if you were done.
I'm done!
Well, thank you, Jesse. This really is Smash Mouth football, the likes you've never seen before. No panty waist or sissies allowed on the field for this competition here in this XFL game. Very exciting.
I love it. You're the best at that. It's so funny.
Well, you're sweet to say that.
Hey, could I ask one more from you, please?
Of course.
Please. What if you did Vince McMahon and, I don't know, Richard Nixon? Talking about the albums of the Monkees.
All right, I don't know if I can do a Nixon or a Vince McMahon. I don't
just
know.
Just give it a try, please.
Okay. All right. So what do I do?
Do Vince McMahon first, just like saying what album you like best.
Okay. Look here. What's he going? This is headquarters. Like that?
I do. Yeah, I like it. Now do Nixon doing the album he likes.
Well, I'm more a fan of Pisces, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Jones. Because unlike headquarters, they went back to studio musicians. And it's the difference between Randy Scouse Git and Star Collector.
I could listen to that all night. It's genius.
Well, that's sweet of you to say.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're really talented, which is more than I can say for someone who was at the Super Bowl. I mean, she's talented, but
uh-huh.
Lady Gaga.
So you don't think Lady Gaga's talented?
I thought she was okay, you know, but I liked it the first time when it was called Madonna, right?
Uh-huh. Well, all right, I don't know about that.
We could argue about that all night, I guess. What about, you see the preview for Stranger Things 2?
Did I see the preview for Stranger? Yes, I did.
I kind of liked the first season, but, mm-hmm. You know, it had a bunch of holes as far as I was concerned.
Okay.
Like all those things, you know, it's like they start off promising and then they pretty much go downhill and it, you know, the writing's pretty terrible by the end of it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they kind of run out of gas for you?
I think so, yeah, yeah. What about those commercials?
Yeah, I thought there were some fun commercials.
I liked a couple of them, you know. Most were complete snoozes, though. You know, I had a really hard time with a lot of them. They're so boring. I did like the one about the dad who fakes his own death.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. It was pretty much drick.
Sure.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you.
They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
You know, I'm kind of noticing, Donnie. You're putting a lot of stuff down. Like you're very down on stuff. But
me?
Yes. You're moaning at Lady Gaga and the Stranger Things and these commercials and all this stuff, and it just like it cannot. Can I just ask? It kind of begs the question. It's like, do you actually like create anything of your own? Do you know what that is like?
Of course I do. I'm a full on creator.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what? Like what kind of things do you create?
Well, look, it would take way too long to list them all, but how about do this. Check out my Instagram. I've got a ton of cool pictures there of all the stuff that I'm doing.
Okay, what's your Instagram name?
It's @DonnyMakesThings. D-O-N-N-Y.
Donnie.
Makes things.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking through here. A lot of pictures. Okay. Uh-huh. Looks like a lot of these things you're kind of making a big deal about what you're gonna do or about to do.
Hmm.
Like here's one you're kind of like, it looks like you're writing a one-man show. Another thing it looks like you're getting ready to make sculptures for an art show.
Yeah.
And then here's one you kind of are getting ready to do, like gardening, like planting a garden.
Oh, yeah. Oof. That was cool.
Yeah, and then here's one where you're kind of, looks like you're putting on, like, warm-up clothes. It says for a triathlon.
Yeah. Oh, it's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then here you're holding, there's like an upright bass.
Killed my fingers.
Uh-huh. Then, like, you're making your, is this, you're making your own beer here? Like
yes, yeah.
Yeah. Then,
Donnie Brew.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then is this CrossFit? Is that what that is?
Yes, yeah, really hard.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody could do it.
Sure, and then you kind of have there's one where you're holding like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Donnie and Don E.
Oh, his name is Don E?
Yes, yeah.
But I'm noticing there's no pictures of like the events or the final thing here, like the sculpture thing, it's just you like holding the tools, like a chisel or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see the sculpture.
Oh yeah, well.
Well, no, it's not. Yeah, well, it's like you actually do or make any of the things you're kind of showing here.
Yeah. Kind of. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I can kind of guess where this seems to go. Because
what do you mean?
I can just kind of see the pattern here.
Oh, really? I would love to hear you guess this.
Okay.
But you'll never get it right.
I think I can guess it. It just
there's a lot of factors in play.
Looks like you get very excited about a new thing.
Right.
Like, I'm probably almost, like, even manic about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, and then you're documenting the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're bragging about the beginning of it.
Well, I want people to know.
Mm-hmm. And then it seems like it probably gets too hard because things are hard. Doing things is hard. And maybe you don't have the vision or ideas or talent to kind of see these things through. So you're kind of, then you bounce to the next thing. You just kind of quit and then bounce to the next thing.
Well, that's not at all insulting. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Look, you know, I can't help it if I have so many ideas that I don't know what to do with them all.
Okay, well,
look.
Yeah?
It's not in my Instagram thing, but you got to check out my TV and film ideas.
Oh, okay. You have ideas for TV and film.
Yeah, and actually, I'm trying to get them in front of people like Patton Oswalt, Julie Klausner, Paul Sims, and Sharon Horgan. You don't have any ins with them or know of them. I doubt you do, but do you know of anyone that might have any ins?
Look, I know all of those people, but I'm not going
to... You don't have to lie to me, Tom.
I'm not lying to you, but I just, I kind of can't bother them with things from somebody who I'm just meeting now.
Look, I know you don't really know them, and I know you have pipe dreams of writing for television and movies, so I have to ask you not to steal these ideas, okay, to further your hopeless fantasies, all right? Will you just promise me that?
To further my hopeless fantasies.
Yes, yeah.
Sure, Donnie. I won't further my hopeless fantasies.
Okay, that's like a verbal contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. All right.
Well, I'll shoot you a large child's handful. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Strap yourself in. Got your helmet on?
Yeah. These are ideas you have for what? TV and movies?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. A guy with a dream of running his own furniture store has to be both the prosecutor and the defender in a murder case when his lawyer twin brothers are flattened by a runaway cement mixer. Chilling, isn't it?
Yes, very chilling.
Okay. All right, here's another one. A suit of armor is struck by lightning and it comes to life, terrorizing a nursing home.
Okay.
All right, here's another one. When an alien spaceship crashes into the Mall of America, the aliens decide to live amongst the shoppers, eventually getting jobs at Hot Topic before signaling their home planet to invade Earth and kill everybody.
All right. Okay.
All right, here's one. Yeah. What does your fireplace do when you leave for work? A CGI animated children's movie about the secret life of fireplaces. What about that one?
All right.
Pretty good. All right, here's one. The ghost of a porn star haunts the set that he was murdered on, but the porn studio has now been turned into the Oliver North Museum, and the porno ghost and Ollie North team up to catch the murderer. A lot of potential there.
Yeah, of the ghost of a porn star and Oliver North.
Yes, yeah.
Sure.
All right, Tom?
Yeah?
What do cigarettes do when you leave for work? A CGI animated children's movie about the secret life of cigarettes and cigars and pipes.
All right. Okay.
All right. How about this one? A sushi chef is beamed to another galaxy and has to learn how to make sushi out of animals he's not familiar with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, how about this one? A helicopter repairman makes a gruesome discovery, finding out that Sully Sullenberger had doctored the engine of his plane so he could become famous. But as he tries to tell the world the truth, he realizes he's going up against Big Sully.
Ugh.
You don't like it?
Well, I'm listening.
I don't like it. All right, how about this one?
Yeah.
A robot secretly enters the Olympics. I don't have anything beyond that for that one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. What do your wall outlets do when you leave for work? A CGI animated children's movie about the secret life of outlets and wall sockets and plugs and chargers.
Why do you read the certain ones in that voice? Like, you think you're so, you think it's so thrilling, the premise.
It is thrilling. That's a whole franchise.
A movie
that's like E.T.,
about
the extraterrestrial, all those movies.
Yeah, about a movie about the secret life of wall outlets.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I know a ton of A-list actors who would love to get in on a sweatpants movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other ones?
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A caveman wakes up in present day, and I'll be honest, I don't have anything else for that one.
Okay. Well, that's...
Okay.
All right.
How about this? Yeah. A used car salesman wants to make it to the big time by getting a job selling Hyundais,
yeah.
And he's met with all sorts of challenges and struggles on his quest to sell a different type of car.
Wait, and that would be a movie?
Yeah, it's a little boring, maybe.
Yeah, that one might be a little boring.
It's a drama.
Uh-huh.
It's like Kramer versus Kramer, maybe.
Sure, sure.
You know? All right. This is a great one. A swordsmith casts a sword in a vat of blood, and now the sword has this, like, bloodlust for human blood.
Uh-huh.
And the sword is discovered by a janitor who then starts slashing people in the building he works at.
All right.
Well,
yeah.
You'll love this one. Robots versus androids, the final battle.
The final battle.
Final one, yeah.
Between robots and androids.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How many of these do you want to get in front of those people?
Donnie,
if you knew them, which I don't think you do.
I just got to tell you, all of these ideas are terrible.
What? You know what?
What?
You're just acting like you hate them because you're so jealous of me.
I'm not jealous.
We can all feel it.
Believe me, I'm not. Believe me, I'm not jealous. Yeah?
Maybe I just need guidance, you know?
Okay.
Maybe I need, someone to bounce some ideas off of. Mm-hmm. Let's you and I come up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Please. I want to learn.
Please, tell me what you want to come up with an idea about.
All right, well, check this out. I read in Variety today that they're rebooting the Twilight Zone series.
Okay.
So what if we kind of spitball an idea for an episode?
For an episode of the new Twilight Zone.
The new Twilight Zone, uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Let me think here. Ooh, I know you listen to Eddie Trunk a lot, and you're a huge fan, right?
Eddie Trunk, the metal,
yes.
The metal radio guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan. No.
Oh, I guess
no.
I read something that on like a
yeah. No,
fan
I'm not.
Form or
not,
something.
A, not a big fan. No.
Okay. All right.
I listen, but not a big fan.
Okay. What if the episode starts out like this? Okay, it begins pretty much how life in reality is for Eddie Trunk.
Mm-hmm.
The hair metal that he's championed his whole life is pretty much a joke at this point, and it's a footnote to about 99.9% of the population.
Yeah, which is, I gotta say, is kind of satisfying for anyone who grew up when, like, metal was in charge of everything, to see these metal guys now kind of reduced to being, like, there's not much of a difference between the metal community and, like, the Dixieland jazz community.
Like I never thought
they're
of
just
that.
Fringe, they're just fringe music sub-genres with their fan base and nothing more.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind. That's all I gotta say. It's kind of sad because they were the bullies of the world, and now they're reduced to being completely powerless.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Okay. And what if also, like in real life, Eddie's ego has taken over, and he sees himself as some kind of hair metal gatekeeper, and he revels in this power that he wields in the metal community.
Mm-hmm.
What could a twist be, though? Let's think.
A twist for this?
Yeah.
Well, like, what if, he gets visited by, like, the ghost of like, Lemmy.
Oh, right? I like that, yeah.
And then he tells Eddie that he can continue on as the final authority in as all, of all things metal and hair metal.
Right.
But the twist is just as he can never utter the phrases like so-and-so texted me, so-and-so is a very good friend, so-and-so said to me, I was with so-and-so last week in Las Vegas.
In Vegas, of course. Oh, my God. I love it. That's really good. Let me think here. Oh, what if at the end of the episode, Eddie slips up and he tells Sebastian Bach that his good friend Slash just texted him last week when he was with John Five at the Hard Rock in Vegas? And Zach Wilde told him to come over to Steven Adler's for Bruise, and then the entire episode, his entire world just stops all of a sudden.
Because he can't do it.
Yes.
And then...
He broke the oath.
Yeah. And then he wakes up, and he's back in a New Jersey shopping mall record store.
Oh, my God.
Stocking Rat albums. Yeah.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
I think that was fun, wasn't it? And we got a great idea down. Mm-hmm. I guess my problem might be that I need a partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. I don't know.
You know, partner, I'd love for you to take a look at my YouTube videos. I think you'll be impressed, and you'll see that I have the goods in spades.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've got total spades goods.
Total spades goods.
Yeah.
All right. Where are these videos?
Well, my YouTube channel is Donnie Makes Art.
Okay.
If you just want to punch that up.
Yeah, let me see here. Hold on. Yeah, this is not very good here.
What?
It's like
so jealous. So jealous.
No, it's like you're just like, it's like you're just doing like that sped up motion thing, like showing, it's like sunrise, sunset, again, there it goes, sunrise.
That's sunset. A whole day's worth of work.
Yeah. Well, there goes another day, yeah. But that's just, you've just turned a camera on. That's not anything special. Are there any other ones?
Well, you could say that Sir George Martian, George Martian, uh-huh, yeah. That's a nice concept. I'm going to write that down. Sir
yeah.
George Martian.
Yeah, there you go. There you
alien
go.
Producer of the Beatles.
Yeah. What
I
if
like
the Beatles
that.
Were produced by an alien?
I like that.
Uh-huh. What videos here are...
I'm not done writing it! Alien George Martian. This is like the best idea of the night.
There
no
you
offense.
Go. Well, you're off
I'll give
the
you some back end on it.
What's a good video for me to check out here?
Oh, check out me doing my magic.
All right. Yeah, this is like you're doing you're like quitting during the tricks. Like you start a trick and then you abandon it partway through, and now you're doing like close magic and.
Right.
Now you're quitting that. And, yeah, so you just quit these things.
Well, look, maybe magic isn't my thing after all, but I'll tell you, I'm getting a lot of traction elsewhere.
Where?
Well, not to toot my own horn, but it's looking like I'm going to be the next big thing on LinkedIn.
You're going to be the next big thing on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Send me your LinkedIn info, and I'll shoot you a link.
Uh-huh. I could not even tell you what my LinkedIn info is. I signed up one day and then never went back to it again. It's been so long since I even thought about LinkedIn.
Well, you're missing out big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know who is on LinkedIn?
Who?
President Trump.
Uh-huh.
He's
on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He is.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of.
Yeah.
What do you think is on the president's playlist? You know how they always do that thing every year? How they tell you what like is on his playlist or in the old days, his iPod?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem like he knows about music at all. Or that he's heard it.
It doesn't seem like he enjoys music. I would agree
no.
with that. I mean, what do you think would be on his iPod?
I think it would be, I think one of the things would just be like this loop, like a 20-minute loop of just him breathing. You know how it looks like he's got that labored breathing when he's trying to stand like a normal human, but he doesn't really know how to do it?
Uh-huh.
And that kind of gets him into his space.
So he'd listen to his own breathing.
Yes. Yeah, I think he does that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I would probably picture he would have Did you ever hear that one, like that album of just, it's called Having Fun with Danzig on Stage?
Oh, yes. I like that. Yes.
And it's just his on-stage dialogue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet he'd listen to that a fair amount.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he also had that song, oh, it was a bird song. I think it was like the final straw for the other guys in the Birds with David Crosby. Is it called Triad?
It's called Triad, yes. You think he'd have Triad playing?
I do, yeah. I think that would get really get him going down below.
I could picture that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think that he might have speaking of things on a loop, like he would have just audio of when Kelsey Grammer fell off that stage.
Yes.
Like he would just
reveling in the pain of the Hollywood elite, right?
Oh, good Lord! Like that over and over, he'd have that just playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he probably. I don't know if we'll ever see what's on his iPod.
I don't know. You know, but I will say this. You know, he's been getting a lot of negative feedback these last couple of weeks, and I know it's not a popular stance, but he's our president, and we do need to stand by him. I mean, sure, some people say that he's, you know, a charlatan, he's a colossal liar, he's a womanizer, he's afraid of women, he's probably mentally ill, probably criminally ill, he has the attention span of a small dog, and he's like a poor man's mic score. But we need to hear him out, and he might do a good job if we just give him a chance, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess we just have to give him a chance.
He's having a hard time so far, and it's like it's written all over his face at this point, you know. And you know, those presidents, they age really harshly.
Yeah, he does seem like the after of
exactly yes
different president, like a
right?
Like the first president to serve 16 years.
Yes,
he currently
he's already
looks
done
like,
it.
Yeah, he looks like the guy who's just finished his 16th year.
Can you imagine? If he gets, say he went the full 8 years, he gets reelected.
Yeah.
What do you think he would look like if he looks like this now?
Yeah, that would not be good.
No.
Do you think
he'd have hair left anymore?
No,
like
I don't
any
think
of it?
So. I don't think he would.
It would be like it's already almost white at this point. It's only been 2 weeks. I think his hair, I think he'll still have it because it's not real. Mm-hmm. But I think it will be clear by that point, if it's white already.
I think he would probably, it would be like literally like cotton candy.
What do you think Steve Bannon will look like?
Kind of like, if you imagine if there was a wax museum.
Right.
That left the heat on accidentally.
Uh-huh.
And then they had like a late period Russell Crowe wax figure. That was right next to the heater and started melting. Like that's, I think, like if they had a Russell Crowe from The Nice Guys.
Right. Yeah.
And that one started to melt.
Right.
I think that's what it would look, that's what he would look like.
Oh, but what about like that weird gray stubble he's got?
Yeah. The where he won't make a choice on what his
face exactly. Yeah. What do you think? How would that get there?
I think that would look like if stuff was like if somebody had like if there like somebody had turned on a leaf blower in the museum and blew like dirt and dust up that now sticks to the melting wax figure.
Right. Oh my God, I can totally see it.
Yeah. Like
I
that's
can totally see
that's kind of what he would look like.
Right. But the thing about Trump already is that you can tell that he's doing that body camouflage thing that older guys do.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a candidate for that new FX show, America's Most Wrapped. I really do.
I've seen that show. That show is insane. It's, I mean, it's if nobody's seen, if people haven't seen it yet, it's like a game show, like a cutthroat kind of competition show where like famous people of a certain age see who can sport more layers than anyone else. And, like, people who've been on the show, it's like...
trying to think who I've seen.
I saw Tom Petty on there.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Johnny Depp.
George Clinton.
Mm-hmm. I think also, I think all of the Heartbreakers were on there.
I think so. Mike Campbell's definitely on there. Yeah. Don was.
Yes. I think Rick Rubin did a thing on there also.
Yep. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's the episode I saw, which I thought was the contestants had to try to figure out who was wearing a secret second vest.
Yes. In 100 degrees.
Yes. Under their wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Lisa Ullman has brought us some great programming over the years, but I think this is her best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes you hit it when you hit it.
Yep.
So she hit it. It's a great
show.
She
did. Oh, hey, speaking of Trump.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what kind of oil Trump's sons coat themselves with? Because I would love to try it.
I'm not sure what that is. Maybe like some Neutrogena or something?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't know. But I'll tell you, I think if Kristen Bale had access to that kind of face and forehead oil, he'd have won an Oscar for American Psycho.
For American, yeah. He might have. He was maybe missing that gloss.
Might have been, yeah. Uh-huh. Didn't look slick enough.
Yeah, no. Didn't look like literally when he was doing that scene with the business cards.
Right.
As if he would just constantly have to, like, pull a new card out because it was soaked through with
oil. Forehead oil.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of movies, you might know this. What's the name of that film that J.K. Simmons isn't in?
The film he's in? Which
one? That he's not in.
Oh, the film he's not in?
Yes.
He is in a fair amount of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys, when they get a chance, they say yes.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what movie is that? Who was in They Say Yes? It was,
In They Say Yes?
Yes, it was Jackie Earle Haley.
Yes.
Oh, who else was in it? Who was the love interest? Do you remember?
It was... Oh, man, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, Maria Conchita Alonso.
It was. And I tell you, it's an interesting story. It's about this couple in their early 20s, and they have their heart set on getting married at a Yes concert on the drama tour.
Uh-huh.
But they found out that, you know, they bought their tickets 6 months ago, and they find out that John Anderson and Wakeman are not in the band anymore.
But Jeff Downs and Trevor Horn are.
Yes, yes. So they bite the bullet and they go anyway, and they get caught in that big traffic jam. And then they also, their car gets run over by that giant bulldozer, too. It's almost like the bulldozer's possessed, so it's kind of like a part two of Killdozer.
Great.
Very interesting film.
Yeah.
Who directed it? Do you remember?
Who directed They Say Yes?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Was it one of the Strauss boys?
Thinking. Oh, I almost had it. It was Taylor Hackford.
Oh, wow, okay.
It was the movie he did before the Chuck Berry movie.
Yeah, he had the touch.
He did.
He loved putting music into his movies, whether it was Chuck Berry or Yes.
Although that movie didn't do that well. They Say Yes. I think it grossed. Let me look it up. Hang on. Let me go to IMDb. Oh, yeah, it made $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah. Played in half a theater.
Half. So what, they played another movie in the other half?
They did, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's, it's movie business is tough, Don.
It is. You'll never know, but I think I will after these log lines all get accepted.
Sure, okay, well.
Yeah.
More power to you, bro. That's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'd love for you to check out my music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just go to MySpace and
go to MySpace. MySpace.
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's MySpace Pro, okay?
Uh-huh.
Show me and Tom some respect, you bastard.
Tom from, yeah. Okay, well, look, Donnie, more power to you and Tom, but I got to kind of wrap it up because I got Greg Cartwright here. It's going to be in studio. And I want to get
Who?
To that. Greg from Raining Sound, Greg Cartwright. What? You don't know?
It's Raining Men, that song?
It's rain. No, that's
the... You have the Weather Girls coming in?
The Weather Girls are not here.
Oh.
No. No. That's... No. Why?
Well, let me... All right, let me give you a taste of some of my songs, okay? Just a couple of my best riffs and lyrics. Please,
okay.
Come on.
Sure. Oh,
maybe get them placed somewhere.
Go ahead. Go. Let's
Please.
Do real quick. Real quick.
Well, don't put pressure on me. Hang on, I dropped my pick. Dig it out, ye old pocket there. There we go. How could you treat me that way when I told you how much I needed you?
Wait, what is that voice? What is that?
That's my singing voice.
It's the worst voice I've ever heard.
What?
That's terrible.
No, it's not. It's great.
You can't sing.
What?
You have no ability.
I'm laughing so hard because it's so ridiculous.
You have no singing ability, Donnie.
Hang on.
Donnie, that's terrible.
Oh, hang on. Drop my pick.
Yeah, careful. That's the tricky part. That's
why Shut up!
Okay. That's why those guys have those strips that hold multiple picks.
Well, I can't afford a strip.
Yeah, well,
okay. Who am I? Dave Ellison from Megadeth? I don't think so. All right, well, I'll try these next ones with less pizzazz, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You told me my wiener was big, but when we broke up, you said it was small.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right, how about this one?
Yeah.
Before we get married, I've got one thing to tell you. I'm in a grindcore band, and we're into some sick stuff.
Okay.
Okay, what else? You caught me sleeping on the... Wait, here we go. You got me sleeping on the couch since I put one in your pouch 9 months ago.
That's... Oh.
You don't like that one?
No.
All right, how about this one? It's kind of a country. When I was a kid, I loved parades, but now that they impact my driving, I want to blow them up.
Okay, that's... Go ahead. Is that it? That's got to be it.
One more. You want to hear it? It's great.
Okay.
The best one probably
Let's
yet.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
Ready?
Johnny. Yeah.
Power pop. I gave you the keys to my heart, and all I ask from you is the keys to your dead uncle's safety deposit box.
Awful.
What? Awful good.
No, awful, awful.
Oh, I'm going to put the Mother Axe away right now.
The what?
The Mother Axe. That's my guitar.
Okay.
Old Pepe.
Sure, Old Pepe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whew. Hey, you know, speaking of music.
Yeah, Donnie, what?
Oh my God, the sarcasm just dripping off that sentence was too much.
You're going.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't like the things you're... Okay, go ahead. Speaking of music, what?
I got my kids tickets for the big Newbridge High School pop concert.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yes. Read it and weep.
Uh-huh. That's not an easy ticket to get.
Sure isn't.
Yeah.
Those tickets fly out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this thing has been an institution since like 1967.
Yeah.
So many famous people have come to see those kids perform.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to remember it all. Elton John, you know, Anne Margaret, Clara Peller, Brad Whitford, Ringo Starr, Colonel Sanders, Bradley Whitford, Susan St. James, Mike Mills, Charles Manson, Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike Mills. Oh, my God. I hurt my finger.
Yeah.
I strummed too hard, Tom.
Guitar's
I really
not easy.
Did. How do they do it? Oh, how do guys like Brad Whitford, when they're riffing like that?
I don't know, Donnie. They
so sick.
It's so sick.
They deserve those millions. They really do. Who else has been there? John Paul Jones, Claudine Longet, John Lydon, Pope John Paul I, David Berkowitz, Carol Channing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Richard Ramirez.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm crying as much as that woman in Open Water. I saw it.
Oh, did you see that movie? It's so scary.
Open Water?
Yes.
They fall off the boat, I think. Is that what it is?
They don't fall off the boat, you idiot. They get left behind.
Okay.
They get those dead people who got eaten by sharks some respect, you sick bastard.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no who else has been to see these fine kids? The aforementioned Richard Ramirez, Lee Iacocca, Coco Hames, Presidents Johnson, Carter, and Obama, Spuds McKenzie, to name just a couple.
Yeah. Well, you named a whole bunch there.
Okay. That's well, I guess I'm in the S house now. Well, the dog house.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
You know, I'm really interested to see what new music teacher comes up with.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't stop thinking about those people that died in that Open Water film.
It's a gruesome movie. It's a gruesome movie.
What?
I will just say, look, this concert, it's the first time that, like, Lattimore? Ken Lattimore's not doing the show for the first time in, like, 25 years.
Yeah, very sad.
Really, yeah, real tragic.
What a way to die, you know? To fall out of a roller coaster and then get run over by the world's largest golf cart and then have your corpse dragged into the woods by those rabid elves that nobody's really sure if they exist or not. What a way to go. Oof.
Couldn't have real tragic.
Yep. Yippers. Yeah. I'll tell you, I don't know that much about the new musical director other than that he's from Western Maine and he was in this band called Denim Clad Dad that made an EP for Jordache Records.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't find it anywhere, but it's probably good. I'd love to play him some of those songs, but you know, I'm banned from all public schools.
Really?
Like a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not for anything creepy, you know, just for being musically annoying.
Is that what they call it?
Well, that's what was written on the citation, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
I'm banned from a bunch of places in town, Tom. It's not fair at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what places?
Oh, off the top of my head, Schenectady Tattoo, Flesh Mob Orgy Palace, Pantera Bread, Mike Johnson's Indian Cuisine.
Mike Johnson.
It's so bland. Have you eaten that stuff?
No.
It's so bland.
No. So a guy named
I'm laughing
Mike,
just thinking about it.
A guy named Mike
it's like if Clear was a flavor.
Yeah, a guy named Mike Johnson's Indian cuisine. Not the guy from Dinosaur Jr.
It is him.
It is.
It is him. Yeah, he...
Wow.
What a weird era that was where it's... hey, Dinosaur Jr.'s coming to my town. I open up the weekly, and it's a photo of two guys.
Very strange.
I don't like it. One's wearing a baseball cap.
It was a weird era.
Those were some tough times, man.
Yeah.
Tough times. The tough days of indie rock.
That's what they say.
That would be a great Taylor Hackford flick.
The tough days of indie rock?
Oh, yeah. What else am I banned from? 13-Hour Photo, Bishop Fontana's Erotic Car Wash, Exorcist Pancakes, Don Dawkins Doctor Academy. Where else? Ye Olde Colonial Computer Repair, Morbid Pizza, of course, Cajun Auto Body Repair, Lena's Denim, Dodd Winslow Coffin Rentals, Yogi's Yoga and Yogurt Yurt. Have you ever been there? It's pretty good.
No. Yogi's Yoga and Yogurt Yurt? No, I have not.
Yeah. Vlad the Impaler Impala.
Mm-hmm.
Eye Candy Chocolate Glasses.
Yeah. Anywhere else?
A couple more.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about those sharks,
Tom. Can you say them, Donnie?
I'm really choked up, but I'll try. East Newbridge Baby Prison.
Yeah.
And Fog Hats.
Fog Hats.
That's where I get my hats.
Yeah. Oh,
Mike Fogg's hat.
Hold on. Hold on, Donnie. What? I'm on my... I never turned your YouTube channel off. And these videos have just been playing and playing. And now I'm kind of not sure what I'm looking at. Yeah, this is real. Wow, what is this?
Oh, is it the terrified teenagers being held captive in a basement?
Well, this is creepy, man. This movie has a real creepy look to it. It's like Blair Witch meets The Ring. I really misjudged you about you not having a creative bone in your body.
Oh, that's not a movie. It's real.
Wait, this is real?
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I was at Dr. Pizza about 6 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these three dirtbags were in this booth, and they started making fun of my moody blue sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And these guys were reading that porn magazine, Spurts Illustrated. Have you seen that thing?
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, it's the soft X-rated version of that magazine that was so controversial back in the mid-2000s. That magazine that they had to barge the printing press it was made on. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway, SI is wholly inappropriate to be read in a public place, right? Mm-hmm. I think we could all agree on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So in order to teach these creeps a lesson about basic decency, I asked them to help me change my tire in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were working on it, I hit them all over the head with a tire iron, and then I shoved them into my trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took them to this abandoned house that I party in.
Yeah.
And then I tied them up and I let them think about what they did.
Uh-huh. Well, they look truly terrified.
Oh, that's because I threatened to snuff them.
Donnie, this is like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Tom, I was just scaring them. I probably wasn't going to snuff them. And I did let them go after a couple weeks.
Wait, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Weeks.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What is going on with the show now? It's like you are a creep. I had a guy call up last week who was rivaled you now in creepiness. Some guy, what's his name? Denny.
Yeah, it's my brother.
Wait, that was your brother?
Yeah. Don't get me started on that munch.
Oh, because that was it's three callers in a row have been terrible. You, Denny, and there was, some other. What was the other guy? Oh, man, he was awful also.
Oh, Danny?
Danny, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't get me started on him either.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
What is that?
What is it? Danny is your brother also?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What is that in the background?
Oh, it's end of the night chanting here at the monastery.
What's that? At the monastery?
Yeah, yeah.
You're at a monastery now.
Yeah. I'm the head monk at Blackbridge Falls Monk Academy.
Okay.
Why?
That's because you don't seem to have any kind of moral center.
Oh, sure I do. I'm the best monk here.
You're the best monk, so you're kind of...
I sure am. I'm the holiest. I have the best disposition. Hey, who told you dumb monks to take my Vagnut?
Well, who are you yelling at?
I know it was you. No. Don't hide it under your damn robe. I tell you, man. Look, I got to go beat ass on these monka dummies.
Okay.
All right. Nice chatting with you.
Oh, it was great to chat with you, too.
Yeah, I know I just talked for like 5 minutes or so. I'm sorry I took up so much time.
Well, no.
Bye-bye!
Oh, God. Well, there he... 5 minutes. No, that was not 5 minutes.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show #4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.